connect and be blessed by the teachings of Pastor Charles Inyaba, which will enable you to live a distinguished and supernatural life. Pastor Charles Inyaba is a young and anointed man of God and preacher of the gospel. He is the head pastor of the Hopeway Revival Church, a vibrant supernatural youth church, and the Praying Family, a non-denominational fellowship on KNUSC campus. Have an expectation and prepare your hearts to receive from God as you connect to the undiluted Word of God. Let's delve into today's message.
Church, can we celebrate Jesus for the amazing, mind-blowing testimonies? What do we say to Jesus? Please kindly receive your seat.
Is your words ever changing me and changing
you?
We have come with all pain.
Let's all sing it, come on.
All hesitation words and ancient words, ancient words, ever true,
Let's sing it again, brother. Don't look for this song. Blessed assurance.
Blessed assurance. Jesus is mine. Oh, what a blessing. Oh, glory divine.
I'm a heir of salvation.
Heir of salvation.
That's it for God. Don't joke with this song.
Born of me,
washed in his blood.
Oh, God.
Father, thank you. Come on, thank God for the blood. Oh, the blood of Jesus. Oh, the blood
of Jesus.
Lift up your hands and thank Him for the blood. Father, we are grateful in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Give somebody a high five. Come on, give the Lord a clap and give somebody a high five. Give somebody a high five. Give somebody a high five. Walk to somebody and give the person a high five. And tell the person, the blood will speak for you today. Tell the person tonight, decay. As you are giving the person a high five, the blood is speaking for you. This is my story. My Savior. Sit down, please. Hosea 4:6. Hosea, the choruses are looking amazing. Now, pay attention very carefully and write. This is a teaching church. You know, I was talking to my pastor friend, and he said his excitement is that now in his Tuesday service, people come and they know that they are coming to be taught. Yeah, he said he's excited. And here we teach. I will not give you sobolo or anything. I will give you the word. That's the ancient words. They are ever true. I don't know when I was saying that. It was just singing in my heart. And I realized that these old songs carry power. Not today, I jiggy, with a disco light and radio skirts. Charlie, I have to follow you to your fashion designer and then get your fashion. What do you think? Amen. Now, God has done so much for you and I that we are not meant to be on a disadvantageous side as a Christian. So please pay. I pray that the Holy Spirit would open your ears, and I trust him that he will touch my tongue to speak to your spirit man in the mighty name of Jesus. Now the Bible says that my people are destroyed for lack of knowledge. They are destroyed because they lack knowledge, not because I lack power. So it is possible to be a child of God and yet be molested by demons. And sometimes you may blame your molestation on the fact that God is not powerful. So you end up seeing many Christians in Malams, going to Malams for help, as though God is not powerful. But you see, we are refusing to pay the price to sit, to study. That is why we are being destroyed. So financially, if cares don't take it, I remember one day somebody asked me, where do you get money? Knowledge. That's all. If you are well informed, you can never be deformed. Information is the key for transformation. And that is why Jesus, at a tender age, you realize that at a tender age, he went to church. He went to be taught. He took the Bible. He read from the book of Isaiah. Am I talking to somebody? Many Christians, as a result of the lack means not enough. Not enough. You have, yes, we know you know John 3:16, but it is not enough. I know some of you have one or two scriptures that will prove that you are a Christian. But those one or two scriptures are not enough to secure you. Especially in this increasing darkness in this world. You need adequate light. Come to realize that you can be so tested that when you take small water, it's like you're not even taking water at all. It's like you need more. Yeah. Now the reason why many of us are not searching for the scriptures is simply because we don't see the, we are not even tested. So he or she is a Christian, he's a pastor, but he doesn't have money. He is a chorister. He doesn't, like, it looks like we have more problems than unbelievers. And meanwhile, the Bible is the ancient words ever true. It guides us. So financially, a word must guide you. You know, I was having the meeting with the associates on Sunday, and I told them sincerely, me, I want to be a genuine Christian, not even a pastor. I want to be a Christian. That's what sometimes when somebody's preaching, I'm looking forward to hear a word that can change my world. In the beginning was the word. In the beginning was the word. If in the beginning was the word, why are you not beginning your day with the word? In the beginning was the word. And yet we begin with worldly music. So now the Bible says that for the lack of knowledge, that is why every Tuesday run here. Don't lack a certain knowledge you need. Run here to be informed. There are many of us, we are working hard, we are praying, but there are no results. So we are depressed. And it will shock you that in all of these things, God will just lead you to one particular book that can change your life forever. You are praying outside knowledge. So that prayer is an exercise, not spiritual. It has no spiritual effect. So the Bible says, my people are destroyed by who? By demons. Demons will demons will destroy you if they realize that you don't like reading. They will target you and destroy. They will do so. Yeah, they will destroy you, I'm telling you. Kenneth Hagin said, whenever he had an encounter with Jesus, anytime Jesus spoke, he would say, Jesus, he will come to Kenneth Hagin. And Kenneth, 8 times he had an encounter with, and sometimes he would talk to Jesus for 2 hours. Yeah. And almost every question Jesus, he will ask Jesus, he will quote a scripture. Jesus was quoting scriptures. What are you quoting? Businessman, what are you quoting? Huh? What are you quoting? Recently I was praying with somebody, the person who, I said, raise a prayer, but the person who quote according to this, I said, wow. What a prayer point. It is a point lying in the spirit. Because the word is active and sharp. It is not your raps. Some of you can rap a girl and 3 months you change your mind. Because all you gave her was worldly things, not heavenly things. Heavenly things are heavy. Earthly things are lightly. So if you want hell to be with you forever, find scriptures. Ten scriptures to... Let me close. Yeah. Ten scriptures. Scripture number one, the reason why you have to be with me, not any other guy. Scripture number two, the disadvantage of she saying no. Scripture number three, the advantage of she saying yes. Scripture number four, why she must say yes. Scripture number five, why no other guy can fit her life than you. Scripture number what? Six or seven. Six. What will happen to her family if she say yes? Yeah. There are some proposals. It is deliverance of the whole family from poverty to prosperity. Yeah, so that's a, when you say yes to a certain guy, all your family can come together and say, wow, thank God. Finally, we are out. Because one guy can take you out of poverty into prosperity. Hey, let me close, girl. Sit down. Wow. Number eight, Friday. Friday, before I preach, remind me. Remind me. No, two scriptures. You don't have any scriptures. All you rap a girl with is Lin Wen song. Gown. Amen. My time is going. For the Bible says that my people are destroyed for the lack of what? Knowledge. Because thou hast rejected. Meaning that if God was even trying to find a way of praise, giving you knowledge, but we rejected it. We want a kwanchara kesi. Because thou hast rejected. That means I made available for you to know, but you rejected it. How did God make available for you? By you rejecting a pastor who teaches more than a pastor who gives, and you opted for a pastor who likes akwanchere. Teaching, like me now I'm teaching, you don't like the information I'm giving for your transformation. You want me to tell you, buy a jungle, buy this, buy that. You believe in that. Because thou hast rejected knowledge, I will also reject you. Wow.
Reject. Refuse.
Uh-huh.
Reject.
It
means refuse.
To refuse.
Or to turn down. Or not to accept.
So there's a possibility that things are not working because God himself has rejected you. He will not let you ascend the throne as a CEO because he knows that you don't have any information. You are praying for the throne, but you are not informed to sit on the throne. I'm saying this because the blood of Jesus is for our advantage. Now let me talk about why the blood of Jesus is powerful. Number one, I was talking about information because I want you to value what I'm teaching you. So that when something happens and you can't reach out to any pastor because the pastor gave you the key, you can just open the door without waiting for... How many people were... I mean, you have to wait for somebody to bring the key to come and open the key. And the person came the time he wanted. So that means if the person comes the time he wants or the time he wants... It means if you are dying, you will die. I don't know if I'm talking to somebody. Don't say you are too cool for my life. I don't know if you are getting... Who has been there before? Like, you were waiting for a roommate or something and the person has gone somewhere. And you have to sit at one spot. And one day Jesus said, woe to you, you have taken away the key of knowledge. Knowledge is key. When you are informed, when somebody gives an information, the person is giving you keys. Like, that means this world there, everywhere you turn to is like a door. And every door does not open because you pray. Because prayers will lead you to an information. You have taken from... Give me that scripture. You need a certain information. What sorrow awaits you, experts? He was talking about pastors. There are some pastors that they know that if they tell you one, two, three things, you will never depend on them again. So they will never tell you the truth. They will tell you what excites you. They will tell you what will make you jump. And they know that if they tell you one, two, three things, you will not come and pay consultation fee. But because of their stomach, look at what Jesus said. What sorrow awaits you, experts. Expert means you know the thing. Expert in religious law. For you remove the key. Knowledge is key, brother. Bibles. You don't have a Bible. Do you have a Bible? You want to buy a new wick. You have to buy new wicks. Yes, you don't have different types of Bibles. But you are praying for different wicks. You see how far we have not gone. Because look at what sorrow awaits you, especially in religious law. For you remove the key to knowledge from the people. You remove the key. Any pastor who lies giving you knowledge is giving you keys. Keys. And look at what Jesus said. You don't enter your kingdom yourself. That means you don't apply the knowledge yourself, but you're also preventing others. That means that in this kingdom, we enjoy the power of God. We enjoy the blessings of God. We enjoy breakthroughs by keys. And what is the key? Knowledge. And isn't it amazing that? And Hosea 4 says that because you have rejected it, I've also rejected it. That means that your prayers does not even enter heaven because it is not mixed with knowledge. Your prayers are not mixed with knowledge. It is mixed with what another man of God said. Father, so you heard it and said, okay, he's a great man of God. So there is nobody great before God. We are all children of God. They are only great before God by the measure of information they have about God. Measure. Read. So number one, why is the blood of Jesus powerful? Why do demons fear the blood? Why is it only say, by the blood of Revelation 12, the Bible says, even angels overcame by the blood. What is so special about the blood? When you don't have, listen, when you don't have knowledge, this communion wine can look like anything mixed with sugar. I'm telling you. So the reason why many of us, we have communion wine, we take it and our stomach pains are still there is because if you don't take it out of Revelation, there will not be manifestation. I'm telling you. Some of us, we are staying with demons. And we have communion wines, so different kinds of communion wines from different pastors. But the reason why the wine has not been translated from a wine to the blood is because in between a wine and the blood is information. That's all. Information. It's a baby kit to be our. This is from deep for you, baby. Daddy. Me soon by co trebiata from any bako. You have removed the key. You have removed it. And you have, so because of removed the key, the people cannot access the kingdom. Oh. So why is the blood of Jesus powerful? Why should you wake up one midnight and pick your wine and not meal? Why should you, my dear daughter? Why should you be able to take the blood and say, in the name of Jesus, any demon is out by the blood? And the demon will say, I won't go. Because the demon knows that you know. The demon knows you know. How many of us here, we were using oil, but we were scared? Hey, we're using him. For he has not even asked the spirit of fear. So where are you bleeding the blood in fear? When demons know, can I say this? When demons see you, they don't see you. They must see Christ in you. Christ. And the sons of Sceva, they were using the name, but the demons beat them. And the demons even acknowledge that Paul, I know. That means that whenever we see Paul, we see Christ. So look at what they said. The sons of Sceva, Christ we know, and Paul. That means that that's what Paul said, imitate me as I imitate Christ. So the demons were even testifying about the fact that Paul knows Christ. So the reason why we honor Paul is because he honors Christ. Sit down. Number one. And I may cross off with you and then maybe throw the inter use moja and all she sing moja bia. So for the bomb with you, the bomb with you, Miss Messon, the Benamina Messier, the Benamo, Cosono or Cran, the Munitu. And our boss will be saying, hey, teacher, as often as I chat at class, what bon, it's not because I work because I question for class. How many want to know why the blood of Jesus is found? Adoma was telling me that where her hostel is, she sprinkled the blood. A caretaker came and stood beside her hostel and said, me a ben for.
Oh!
But they don't you joke. Friday is blood night. Friday. And that's what I'm teaching you. Listen, you know, when I was in prayer today, I realized that the Holy Ghost wants me to dedicate the month of April for power. Yeah, I don't know. Even today, when I was in my, when I was in where I keep my books, when I turned, I saw, it's like, the Holy Ghost said, was confirming to me that this month, he wants me to talk about the anointing. Because I only wanted to talk about the anointing on Sunday. But when I turned, do you know the funny, it's like somebody has written three books on the anointing. And when I turned my eyes, it's like, we are ready. the books are saying, we are ready. Where's my scripture? Sit down. Amen. So number one reason why the blood of Jesus is powerful is because it carries the life of God himself. Please take note and write. Why is the blood of Jesus very powerful? Not just powerful, very. The blood of Jesus is very powerful because it carries the very life of God himself. The very life of God himself. How many of you know God is very powerful? How many of you know God is very powerful? Not very powerful. How many of you know God is powerful? He is full of power. Now, the blood of Jesus is very powerful because it carries the very life of God himself. And let me prove to you that God is Jesus, or Jesus is God. Now, in John 1:1, can somebody read it for me? In the big, please take a, I'm proving to you that Jesus is God by these simple scriptures. Number one reason why the blood of Jesus is powerful is because it carries the very life. Now, do you know that sometimes, even in the occultic world, when they can tell you, we need the blood of this, we need the blood of that. That means not all bloods are the same. But we need the blood of this. You can cut somebody here and the malam will say, nemu jawi ne pesa kuku before from. Oh yeah. They can tell you, you hear option for muja, you hear version for muja, you hear way muja. So that means that even in the realm of the spirit, they know, spirits know classes of blood. So why is it that God's blood is of a different class? Because it is the blood of God himself. And because God has no class, his blood supersedes every class of blood. Are you getting it? Is it not powerful? Now in John 1:1, now look at this. In the beginning before creation, in the beginning was the Word. In the beginning, the Word already existed. The Word was with, and the Word was. So we have established that the Word is what? Verse 10.
He came into the very.
Now who came? Look at. In the beginning was the Word. The Word was with God, and the Word was what? So God came on earth. He came into the very world he created. Don't forget, please take note of, he came into the, who is the he? Jesus. He came into the world he created. That means that before the world was created, he was there. Created means that anything that has blood in the world, before it came into existence, the God, are you getting it? I want you to get this, you know. The Bible says he came into the very world. Now, do you know that the world has different kinds of blood? Animal blood, human blood. Before the world was created, now I'll come to that. He came into the very world he created. But the world didn't what? Recognize. Verse 14. So the world became human. And made the word, Jesus became human. God became human. And when you, one thing that makes you a human is blood. That's why, now, for you to know that the blood of Jesus is powerful, that's why God didn't allow Jesus to have sex. Because the sperm, every sperm carries blood. So the sperm of Joseph could have contaminated Jesus, which is holy. So the Holy Spirit, which is called spermatozoa, entered Mary so that it wouldn't be of a man's blood or not a woman's blood. So it was not a mixture of a man and a woman. It was God who just came. He didn't need any help of any man. So the reason why the blood of Jesus is special, because God decided to enter a woman's womb. Are you getting it? So the word became human. The word. Who is the word? Verse 1. Look at verse 1. In the beginning was the word. The word was God. And the word was God. And that word became human. So that means God became human. And every human. Leviticus 17:11. For the life of the body. The life of what? The body is in its what? So life is not in the body, it is in the blood. So anybody without blood is lifeless. So if Jesus came into the human body, that means he came with blood. Are you here? He came with blood. Today, may the blood of Jesus scatter satanic plans. You know? So when I say the blood of Jesus, I'm talking about the blood of God himself. And God became human. Please follow me very carefully. If I quote, quote quickly. And the word became flesh. So the word became human and made his home. So how many of you have now agreed that Jesus is God? In the beginning was the word was of God, and the word was what? Now look at John. Now, you may think I'm the one saying, but John is also going to testify. John 1:29. When John saw, now remember, John had been baptizing different kinds of people. Soldiers, military men, virgins, those who have the virgin, children, because John was a baptizer and he was a prophet. And prophets see. Now, for John to be able to see Jesus and say, behold, meaning that I can see into the realms of the spirit, meaning that anyone John did in the blood, he saw something about them. Oh, are you getting there? He saw something. So before he leaves, you can say, you are not a virgin. You go inside. God has forgiven you. You just stole from your boss today. You go inside. And soldiers came. Military men came. They were all came. But one day, the next day, John saw Jesus, the word. John saw the word coming. John saw God coming. That is why John said he's not ready to untie. Because when John saw God, he said, God, may your eyes be open like John. The next day, John saw the word. John saw God. Wow. Now, I want to see God one day. John saw Jesus, the manifested word, which is God, coming towards him. Hey, may God come towards you one day. Imagine one day you are going to board a car and a car will come and park. With one lady at the back, one lady in front, one guy at the back. Oh, sitting. Oh, row sitting. After they drop you, then the cars disappear. No, it was angels. May you enter angelic cars. Hey, I said, may you enter angelic cars. In the name of Jesus. Sit down. The next day, we have a lot of things to learn today. The next day, John saw Jesus coming towards him and said, John said, so John, now one thing you need to understand is that spiritually, now the next day, John saw Jesus coming towards him. Now one thing about the Bible is that if only, now let me teach you something. One thing about the Bible is that if only one person is testifying, that testimony is false. In the Bible, it is never spiritually right for one person to testify. The Bible says in the mouth of two witnesses. So God testifies that he is God, but John must also testify. That's why God had to unveil himself to one person so that his testimony will be true. So you realize that the next day John saw Jesus coming towards him and said, he had to say it, and said, look, the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world. And I'm not here to take you into the Old Testament, how sin was taken. I taught you that in the Old Testament, sin was taken by blood. That means that in your place, somebody has to die. And John is saying that, look at God coming to take away the sin of the world. So now John is also testifying that Jesus was God. So number one reason why the blood, we Christians, whenever we shout, the blood! The reason why it is so powerful is because it is not the blood of animals, it is the blood of God himself. Somebody shout the blood. Now, look at Acts 20, verse 28. Lovers must learn to see the blood of Jesus. As we are entering the exam, I cover my head with the blood. Don't. The moment you say, I cover my head with the blood, that means God be my covering. That's what it means. It's like you don't get it. That's why I have to establish that number one reason why the blood is powerful. To me, womb. Satan doesn't want you to understand that the blood is God himself. He knows that the day you get to know, he has lost the battle. So Satan loves to keep Christians in ignorance. He loves us to chase things which are not. The first attack of Satan on humanity was the word. God said, don't eat. Satan said, has God said? So Satan's attack is not what on it. Satan's attack was not on what Adam had, not the material things. It was not important to him. He knew that Adam would lose control over material things the day he lose control over the word of God. He knew. Because God said, let us create man in our image and let him have dominion. Man only dominates by the word. So he realized that if I can attack the word, he will lose the world. So the reason why Satan makes you sleep when it is preaching is because he knows that the day light shines on you, you rule. Am I preaching somebody? I don't know if you brought your communion today, because I'll speak over it. Then Friday, we execute. Now, look at Acts 20, verse 28. So guard yourselves and God's. Come on, read it. Today is reading. Don't look at me. Once you go. And God's people. Feed and shepherd God's flock. His. Purchased with his own. So even the scripture proves that God purchased the church with his blood, not a stranger's blood. In the old covenant, human animal's blood was used to cover, was used to cleanse God's people. But it was not even cleansed. It was like the blood of animal's blood could not wash away human. It covered the sin. So after 1 year, God will remember that. What's the money? But look at, he purchased it with his. So number one, the reason why the blood of Jesus is powerful is because it is the blood of God himself. Number two. Are you ready for number two? Number two. The blood of Jesus carries power. The blood of Jesus is powerful because the life of God in the blood is mightier than the blood of animals. Now, how many of you have realized that in this world or in this earth, whenever people want to provoke a spirit, they use blood. And mostly it's the blood of animals. They catch either goats. If they want to do something very serious, there are types of blood. That is why in the olden days, when Jesus came, he entered the church. And don't forget, they were selling bears, goats, different kinds of blood. And even in the olden days, sometimes the kind of animal you present meant something in the spirit. Now, I'm trying to let you know, number one, the blood of Jesus is mighty. But compared to the blood of animals that was being used in the Old Testament, they believed so much in the blood of animals than the blood of God. So even though God had come, blood, a better blood had come, they still wanted to use animal blood. And as I'm talking to you, there are people who are doing evil things with animal blood. Now, if care is not taken, even as a Christian, somebody can use an animal blood as a weapon against you. And it can work, not because it is powerful, but because you are not conscious of the fact that you were bought with a higher blood. So I want you to understand that the blood of Jesus is mighty, because the Bible says in Hebrews 10:4, the blood of Jesus is powerful because the life in the blood, who is the life in the blood? God. God, is God mightier than animals? Is God mightier than animals? That means the blood of God is powerful than animals. So if in your family somebody goes out, listen, if in your family somebody loves going to the altar with a goat, don't be scared. If you are with him, they like pouring. Look at, for it is not possible. It is not what? That means in the blood of animal there are no possibilities. Do you know why? You are not aware of the weapons at your disposal. For it is not possible for blood of bulls and goats to take away sin. That means that the blood of bulls and animals could not deal with sin, Satan. They used it in the Old Testament for many years, but it was not possible to fight it. So after a year, Satan comes back. Am I talking to somebody? So animal blood is powerful, but when it could not stand Satan. Because do you know why? It was the blood of animals. And Satan is higher than animals. So in the Old Testament, Satan sees animal blood and it doesn't really move him. The only blood that moves him was God. Satan scares God. He's scared of God. I just pray that you just understand this. So number one, number two, right? The blood of Jesus is powerful because the life of God in the blood is mightier than the life in animals. Animals. Miss Wanda, sorry. Women by preacher nam. It must be tough when someone you so. It is a good revelation. By the end, it is putting fear in you. It will make you tremble at the blood of animals. And the funny thing is, you've forgotten that you were even born to the higher blood. It will be a chat, muja, ego picha soa. Kope o picha for nepe mu yis muja. Communion wine. Waboka kuka. Nipana boka kuka. Akota afwanchi. Meto communion wine. Do you know the truth? It is not about the quantity. It is about the personality. It's not about the quantity. Recently, listen, sit down. How many of you have seen on the video how a certain, I don't want to mention his name here, a certain pastor who believes in goats. You've seen it. His name starts with A. You know. You don't know. I'm not here to mention it to you. Yeah. Then he has killed more than 50 goats. You've seen it. More than 50 goats as rituals. So they can kill 1,000 goats. You can lift a communion. I'm telling you. Do you know why? Jesus lifted communion and said, "This is my blood." That means this blood against every animal in this world, it cannot stand. Sit down. The blood of Jesus is powerful because the life of God in the blood is mightier than the life in animals. In animals. So there are animal blood which spirits like. But the moment you plead the blood at your doorstep, it will show you that no blood of animal can work. Number three, the blood of Jesus is mighty and powerful because the very life of God in the blood is mightier and powerful than human blood. Sometimes, in the realm of the spirit, if you want to climb higher, demons or spirits or the forces you are dealing with will no longer demand animal blood again. They will demand the blood of humans. And that's very dangerous. Do you know why? Can I show you? Do you know why the blood of human beings are powerful? As to compare to the blood of animals. Because a portion of God was given to man. Let us create man in our image. So that image makes human blood powerful. And Untina, you are not here. Felicia, you are not here. What are you doing, Junior? Never cut and say, Apostle Miyem, a woman. I'm teaching what can deliver you. You are thinking here. This is not a thinking center, this is a preaching center. Maybe you were expecting people to give you birthday gifts. This is the best birthday gift you can ever have. Oh, you don't like what I'm preaching? So you call me puna no obiaku double go. So we swing that anymore. Me read the man and went to do. Say double dime by all them you do. Yes, muja. Double we are see. Nimoja, what the I just pray that one after this you don't drink communion. When you sleep, you take. I'm gonna show you how to administer communion. You then just relax, take it, relax. Do you know why we take it and there's no power? There's no revelation. It is not a routine. I say, yes, sir. Yes, sir. Take your communion. They don't even say take the blood, take communion. It is, if the name is, if the name doesn't change, the effect will not change. Take your wine. You are still taking wine. Number three, the blood of Jesus is mighty and powerful because the very life of God in the blood is mightier and powerful than human blood. There are forces and unclean spirits that loves to operate by animal blood. But when they want something heavy to happen, it demands human blood. That was why God, when Pharaoh didn't want God's children to go, the only thing God did was to kill the firstborns and he let them go. Hebrews 12:24. As a heart open, wide as the sky,
we lift you high. We lift you high.
Look at this. Hebrews 12:24. And Jesus, the mediator of the new covenant. Listen, the mediator of the new covenant, and the end to the blood of what? Sprinkling. That speaks better. That means the blood of Abel speaks. Can I show you the weight of the blood of Abel? I shouldn't. Was it no? You said no. But I asked you, didn't you say no? She said no. Anna. It's what I saw them, but her nodding is. Should I say, or say no? Don't say it. One day. In Genesis 3, I believe. God came down because of the blood. He left all the worship of angels and came down. Listen, don't joke with blood. Oh. Don't joke with animal blood. Don't joke with human blood. And don't joke with God's blood. Anything has to do with blood, don't joke with it. I taught you some time ago, you wonder why egg can provoke a spirit? Because in the egg, there's blood. There's blood in the egg. So it's not yoke in the yoke, spirit on the yoke here. There's blood. It is the blood in the yoke. The spirits smell the blood and they move according to it. So when you speak, the blood of animal is now speaking alongside with the spirit. It is now agreeing because in the mouth of two witnesses, something is agreed. It's the mimicry that will say, who of you are? Set up a communication if you need to. The boy is with the neck and the same. Yes, we just make come out. Now, look at, but the Lord said, what have you done? God is a spirit. Don't forget, when Abel, King killed Abel, right? The blood of Abel was calling God to come. So blood speaks. It will be trouble for Timuja. The blood can be speaking. Let Abigail fail. So you have to take the blood of Jesus and mute any evil blood speaking against you. So you can take your blood and you don't need to come here. In your room, as I leave the blood, any voice of animals, bulls. So you mention it, animal, because in the Bible, all these things are mentioned. Because the Bible says, look at, then the Lord said, what have you done? Listen, your brother's blood cries. So Cain thought the brother has died, but he doesn't know that the blood is the life, not the body. Your brother's blood cries out from the ground to me. So I came because the blood is speaking. There's a blood invited. So spirits are provoked by blood. So one way to keep spirits off is to apply a higher blood that scares them away. There is a certain blood that is provoking them to you. So by the time you realize there's a particular blood in your bloodline that says, maybe somebody killed an animal and said, as long as this blood remains on the ground, nobody passes an exam. So remember that anytime it's an exam period, the spirit remembers there's a blood. So you as a Christian, when you come to the knowledge of the blood of Jesus, you also have, that's what Jesus said, we should take it every day. Not something, every day. Get your own communion wine, take it every day. Sit down. I don't know if you are getting it. Hebrews 12:24. The blood of Jesus is mightier than the blood of human beings. Yes, human blood is powerful because, you see, the funny thing is, I believe in the beginning, Adam and Eve killed animals for food. I believe. Because God gave them for food. But when they killed, the animal blood could not call God. But the only blood that could call God down was human blood. And yet, the Bible says in Hebrews 12:24, that to Jesus, the new mediator of the new covenant, the blood of what? Sprinkling. That speaks better. So anytime you say, the blood, God comes. Because if God came by Abel's blood, imagine his own blood. Shout the blood of Jesus. 2 Kings 3:27. Let me show another effect of human blood. But yet the Bible says that God's blood is higher and mightier. God's blood is higher and mightier. Look at 2 Kings 3:27. Then the king of Moab took his oldest son. Now this was a war between the Moabites and then Israelites. And when the Moabites saw that the war was against them, this was the king of Revelation. Do you know what the king did? He didn't mobilize. Do you know the king increased his soldiers? Yet the fight was against him. So he knew that one blood of a human being can conquer a whole nation. So what did he do? Then the king of Moab took his oldest son, who would have been king, the next king, and sacrificed him as a burnt offering on the wall. So there was a great what? Anger. Great. Great anger. But nipamuja is saying amimuja and mene nipamuja. It is a yaku obiwa bushenimu. Na enene ka obebian waruwa obebian waruwa ufa yosumuja na ekasa emabe ware emabe ware emama. So the Bible says the blood speaks better things. So in your marriage, the blood is speaking better things. In your academics, the blood is speaking better things. From tonight, I plead the blood over your life. Your amen is seen for my liking. May the blood speak better things. Receive better things. Sit down. Now, look at the highlight of the scripture. What did you see? That speaketh. So blood speak, animals blood speak, humans blood speak, and God's blood speak. But the reason why you are not meant to be scared of animal blood, human blood, is simply because they are all created by God. So God is above it. So the animal blood, human blood, is only powerful in the life of someone who has not been bought by God. Who has not been bought by God, born by God. Number four. The blood of Jesus is powerful because even angels depended on it. Even angels. Revelation 12:11. Always make sure there's communion wine around. Around where you work. In your car. Always make sure. And can I say this? Even if there's no communion wine, I'm going to show you how to administer if you don't have any wine around you. How you are getting some courage to go and sprinkle their blood and over? Obi ye no gaga chen adun. Oso chen oso chen adun. I'm telling you, they are telling because they know that they have some. If they listen, I'm telling you because all canon onu se odi mujebi kuku form. Na jimi da mujebi so onu se odi mujebi kuku form pe. Some mujane be cast into onu na da na mujane kasa. But you know the amazing thing. The Bible says that the blood of Jesus speaketh, not has spoken, speaketh. That means continuous. Present tense. My God. Speak it. So, do you know the funny thing? As we are entering the exam hall, there is a blast speaking. As we are entering the car, there is a blast speaking. As we are jumping, may you enter the blood. I said, enter the blood. May the blood speak over you. May the blood speak over you. May the blood speak over you. Let the amen thunder. May the blood speak over you. May the blood mute any satanic blood. I mute the blood of animals, the blood of human beings by the superior blood. I mute them today. Friday, don't miss it. May it's not Friday. I have a Tena say. The fourth point, right? How many people want angels to minister for you? One day, angels were fighting Satan. Angels didn't bring their sword, they used their blood. Do you know why? If you read about Lucifer, the guy was dangerous. So, the way God made him, he was so dangerous that even when the archangel were fighting over the body of Moses, they didn't use the authority, they used the Lord. The Lord rebuked you. Do you know why? He is of the same rank. He's high. He was made special. Which of the angels has the Bible said was made special apart from Lucifer? So the guy has an authority. That was the same power he used to convince one third of the angels. And some of them were archangels. So the guy is not a small guy. So when the angels were fighting him, they couldn't use their normal weapons. They used their blood. That means God's authority. And if angels depend on the blood, you want to use egg. You want to use salt. Have you to realize that we have been fooled by certain satanic teachings? Akwantara waje gumba se enu ne. Akwantara kese na mechira unu. I read it. Above from po, above far, omu ke ken 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 ken. Omu shia no no. See, and they defeated him. Not the demons, him. Onu kwao, they needed blood. They defeated him by the blood and by their testimony. What was the testimony? That Jesus has died. By their testimony. I told you, let me say this. I told you that in the spirit realm, two voices must speak. So you realize that John saw Jesus and said, behold, angels also defeated him by the blood and by their word. If you are not a speaking believer, you are a defeated believer. Speak is to agree. Can two people walk together? Unless, so some of you know your problem. The black can be saying, candid is covered. The candid is saying, meru. So it is opposite what the blood is saying. The blood is saying, as for going for this interview, you have excelled. But fear has made you change the confession. So though the blood is speaking better things, but you are speaking bitter things. Whilst the blood is saying, you will do well, your business will do well, you are shining, and out of fear, you are also saying the opposite. So you realize that in the realm of the spirit, there is no established agreement. I'm talking to the wrong people. Whilst everybody in the car is saying, yahoo, 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 the blood has already said you are secured. They defeated him by the blood and so what are you saying? The blood is saying something, but you're also saying something else. The blood is saying that the woman in your family delayed in marriage, but the moment you come into Christ, you are a new creation. All things, all the things, Misa, all the things, all the voices, all the powers, they are passed away. There is a new creation, and that is the blood. So when you wake up by your confession, I am not the tail, but I'm the head. I am not the last, I'm not the least. I am the anointed one, and today I stand by the authority of the blood, and I agree with the blood. You are the head. I agree by the blood. You shall not die. I agree by the blood. You will excel in that exam. You are excelling that exam. You will travel across every nation by the authority of the blood. Your family is protected. I override any blood in your family. I override any blood in your family. By the authority of the blood, your siblings have escaped. By the authority of the blood, your mother is healed. By the authority of the blood, your father is healed. The documents are restored. The job opportunity is stored. The doors are open. By the authority of the blood, any attack on your life, any attack on your marital life, on your mind, on your health, as loud as your amen will thunder, by the blood it is broken. By the blood it is broken. Sit down. Why am I saying this? because the blood is already saying it. How do I know what the blood is saying? What Jesus said when he was alive. All the things Jesus did when he was alive, he's still doing it. When he was alive, was he healing? He's still speaking healing. Was he raising the dead? He's still raising the dead. Did he change Peter's business? He's still changing businesses. Did he raise the woman's boy from the coffin? He's still doing that. And as you are jumping by revelation, receive your testimony. Hey. I said receive your testimony. Close your eyes and jump with revelation. As you are jumping out. 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 You are coming out. You are jumping out. In the name of Jesus. But I'm just saying, Nancy. Yes, we just say, that, listen, doctors, whose report shall you believe? That means God is reporting through the blood. Satan is also reporting through satanic activity. But whose report? Shall I believe in God's report? Shout this or not? I will not die. Shout this again. I am not dying today. I am not dying tomorrow. I am fulfilling my purpose. What did you say?
I'm fulfilling my purpose.
Ube wuso kra. Yenya bro. Mojane kau. See, sit down. This is how it is. Your lawyer will say, when you go say this, and I will continue. Then you say that, and you say opposite. What say I say? So some of you, the unfortunate thing is, the blood is speaking for the young man. But you, when you wake up, to look at what is happening to those who are not born again. To confess it. They are not born again. You have been born by the blood. You are born by the blood. You have been redeemed by the blood. Son, I am born. I am redeemed. I am born. Listen. Sit down. I feel it. See, we were debtors to sin, and the blood came to buy us back. Back to where? Back to Eden. Eden, there was no sweating. Eden, it was enjoyment. It was peace. But Satan destroyed Eden by the sin, and Jesus came, he became sin. Today, whatever Satan has stolen from your life, as loud as the amen will turn, it is brought back. It's a man, no cassa. A queer, a man, a Yabusu, was my man. See, it is by the revelation that you have been bought. Yato. Mojana Kasa Amayati Yeho. Mojana Kasa Amayati Yeho. You are dancing to your testimony. now. Shout the blood. Look at this. Look for the meaning of, madam, be serious. The meaning of defeat. They have, look at the word. Look at the word. Revelation 5:11. Behind you all. Look at Revelation 5:11. Yes, Abraham. Then I looked again, and I heard voices of thousands and what? Millions. Revelation 12:11. So all the millions of angels needed one blood. All the millions of angels, their power was not sufficient. It was only one blood. And they, who are they? The millions of angels. They all used one blood. It's one about for yes, we don't care with him. It's a Muslim that no cry, no more will be up to. Or that no cry, no more will be up to. Or that no cry, no more will be up to. It's imagine you and your family, morning devotion, and your father will say the blood. Your mother will say the blood. Shout the blood! Sit down. Even angels depended on the blood. So could it be that when angels are coming to protect you, they have a bucket of their blood? When you say, Lord, protect me, the angel says, we are here. We overcame him and we are still overcoming him. And don't forget, their strategy has not changed. It's the same. They overcame by there. And they are still overcoming by there. So that means that even angels are still using the blood. It took, oh, sorry. Thank you, Father, for the blood. Listen, do you know, sit down. Do you know the amazing thing about Christians? What we teach you is too simple for you to think that this is it. But that is it. Do you know why? God chooses the foolish things. They are too simple for them to become a miracle too. But that is how God loves it. When Jesus spoke to the tree, Peter said, that is it, you speak. When they tried to use every power to calm the storm, once they were using their energy, Jesus. That's how things are. So sometimes, whilst your colleagues are saying, yeah, yo, thank you, Father, for the blood. It is enough. Sit down. Bishop Wade boy and his wife, they were about to have an accident. And the wife was shouting, Jesus. Bishop Wade says, one Jesus is enough. That's what we said. No, they were on a head-on collision with a truckle. They said, oh, people said, Jesus! And the wife continued, Jesus, Jesus! Then one Jesus is enough. Shout it, shout it, shout it, shout it! The name of the Lord is a strong tower. The name of the Lord is a strong tower. As you are shouting Jesus, satanic activities are coming down. Demonic strongholds have been broken.
Every stronghold shall be broken. You wear the victor's crown. You have overcome. You have overcome. Every high thing must come down.
Every stronghold shall be broken. You wear the victor's
Asobo, Friday, ebe piti mojawa. Ebe piti mojawa. We are not joking, no. You see, do you know why people are playing around with their blood? They don't know the enemy we are dealing with. If you know your enemy, there are weapons you gather before you meet him. And there's no weapon than the blood. Every stronger shall be broken.
You are the victor.
Listen to those things. He didn't say every high thing must come.
Every high thing has come down. Every stronghold has.
Because on the cross he made a free show.
Every high thing must come down. Every stronghold has been broken. You wear the victor's crown. You overcome.
Yeah, clap.
You overcome. Every high thing must come down.
Yeah.
Every stronghold shall be broken. You wear the victor's crown. You overcome. You overcome.
Sit down. Baruch Hashem Adonai. Blessed be the name of the Lord. The blood of Jesus, the blood. Even angels had to fight this devil. And do you know the funny thing? Revelation 12, do you know what the angel said? Woe to the earth. That is a day. Because when Satan left heaven, and suddenly a voice shouted, behold, now has come salvation. That means when he was there, he was causing chaos. Even in heaven, Satan was causing chaos. Now we're shocked. And I heard a loud voice saying, now has come salvation, strength, kingdom. When he's there, all these things don't operate. But the angel said, woe to the earth. But if he can also overcome him, watch how we overcame. Therefore, rejoice, O ye what? Heavens, and ye that dwell in what? When Satan left, Jesus was saying, look at, therefore rejoice, ye heavens, and ye that dwell in them. That means when he was not there, there was no joy. When he was, that's why when he enters your life, he ensures that you cry. Academically, you'll be crying. Therefore rejoice, O ye heavens, and ye that dwell in them. Ye that dwell in them. Woe to the inhabitants of what? And of the sea, for the devil is come down. Nipano causes Sakios in your two nephews as heaven. But Mubit made in the Sunkunima, Mohe did in the Sunkunimo heaven. Then Mudid in Sunkunim, Mujano. It was some person accident, business, or can out him now. You shout the blood! Sit down. You see, if you have followed this ministry and me, I'm a prophet too. When I say something, don't sit with your mouth closed as though you know me. You don't know me. Say it. Yo. Sit down. Now, why is the blood of Jesus powerful? The next point. I have a lot of things to say. Maybe I may not say all of them today. Do you know why the blood of Jesus is powerful? The kingdom of darkness is sterilized by the blood because of the person whose blood we are using is mightier than them and greater than them. The blood of Jesus is a terror to the kingdom of darkness because they know the person who carries the blood. And can I give you some scriptures? Don't forget, in John 1:29, John saw him and said, now, don't forget, John is one who carries a double portion of what? Elijah. He's a prophet. And being a spiritual person, when he saw Jesus, he saw him as the Lamb of God. And when he had an opportunity, he even told himself, he is not worthy. Are you writing or you are talking? He said he's not worthy. Please, when I'm preaching everything, I will correct you. I will come after you. Because you can't be saying, you will not take it serious. So then when something happens and you come and I don't pet, you come and tell me that I'm not a good pastor. Take what I am teaching you. What I teach you from the pulpit is more important than my hand. Am I teaching something here? That's why I've taken my time. I'm teaching one by one. Why is the blood powerful than animal blood? It will be the point when they're both there. Know that it can't work because there's another blood. If they kill you with, if they sacrifice human blood on your preacher, go for communion wine. Pour it on your own preacher. The demons who are destroying homes, destroying many lives, the thief coming about to steal, to kill and to destroy. These demons, they are very scared when they see the blood. Why? Because of the person who carries the blood. How many of you realize that there are lecturers when we hear their name, Mr. Akwesiadjiman is coming, we all run away. It's not the name, the one who is carrying the name. It has made the name a terror. So the name of Jesus is not powerful because of the name. It is because of the one who bears the name. So when demons see the blood, it is not the color, it is the person whose blood they see. Now, when Jesus came on earth, in John 1:1, the beginning was the Word, the Word was God, and the Word was what? God. In John 1:10, the Bible says, and he came to this world. He came to the very world he created, but they didn't receive it. John 1:14, verse 14. So the Word became human. God became human. So when demons saw God in a human flesh, they said to him, look at, in Mark 1:23, when they saw him, they saw the human God in the human flesh. Human beings did not see God, but spirit beings saw God. Isn't it amazing that human beings saw God, they passed. They saw God, they slapped. Demons saw God, they bowed. So if demons have strong revelation more than you, they will operate in your life stronger than you. They see your God, they bow. They shout, they jump. They scream. But you don't scream to your God. Isn't that amazing? Suddenly, a man in a synagogue who was possessed by an evil spirit did what? Cried out. So in church, you don't shout to this God, but demons cry out to him. Look at. Go back. Suddenly, a man in the synagogue, he was in church, but unfortunately, in church, he was possessed with a different spirit. When that spirit saw Jesus, he reacted. So anyone in church, if you are truly born of the Holy Ghost and you don't react to his presence, there is something wrong. The man, he didn't react because he's a man, but there was a spirit in him. So if the Holy Ghost is in you and we are all jumping, Baruch Hashem, and you are sitting down, there's another spirit in you. Or should we all jump? Yes. Because before him, nobody sits. In heaven, nobody sits. The 24 others, all of them bow. What is your excuse? Recently, I was asking myself why Pastor Obis has started kneeling on half hour. And I said, I may not understand why, but I've also copied it. I was privileged to be praying with him. Then he started rolling. I said, last year, I didn't see him roll. What is this rolling thing? Roll it. When I came, I also started what? Roll, brother. When you enter the room, roll. Suddenly, a man in the synagogue who was possessed by an evil cried out and said, why are you? Can I say this? When they saw him, Jesus didn't talk to them. They rather saw. That means demons know when there's the blood. So you on your doorsteps, you pick communion wine. What would you say? Where's she liquid? demons who almost say, acid. Sit down. Go to verse 23. Let me show you something. When Jesus was there, do you see? Go to verse 22. The people were amazed at his teaching, for he taught with real authority, quite like the. So realize that they were only amazed, but they didn't react. They didn't talk. But let's see. The demons quickly, suddenly, a man in the synagogue who had been possessed by an evil spirit cried out and said, "Why are you interfering?" That means we were busy working on you walking. Now, Jesus didn't say, "Come out." His presence was an interference, meaning that you don't need to see demonic activity before you plead the blood. So you may have gone there, your eyes may not have been opened, but the demons, when they see you poise, they see it as an interference. So you may not have had a bad dream, you may not have had a weird dream, somebody may not have cursed you. That don't mean that demons are not working. They can work in the silence. They only react when something greater than them appears. Why are you interfering with Kubarafa Teleme Kobaravada Mesoro Bakara? Verse 23. The Bible says, and look at verse 23 quickly, brother, follow me. Suddenly, a man who was possessed by an evil, but when the evil spirit spoke, he said, "Why are you interfering with us?" That means I am not the only one there, but I've been sent to come and check what is happening here. So you realize that you can see a young man and you may think it is only one demon, but there are several demons. One is responsible for his mind, another is responsible for his health. But look at, why are you interfering with us? But we're all in one man. You don't talk with demons. Interfering with us means that allow us to complete what we are doing in his life. But you have come to interfere.
Interfere. Getting involved in something that is not your business.
What? They were telling you it is your business. Demons call destroying human beings business. Full-time business. Diabetes is their business. Accident is their business. But when they see the blood, they see an interference. And can I announce over somebody? May the blood interfere any demonic activity. Tonight I speak by the blood of Jesus. Any activity of divorce, any activity of sickness, activities of delay. As loud as your aim will thunder, may there be a divine interference. May there be a divine interference. By the blood, let there be an interference. Interference in demonic activity. So health is restored. Your siblings are healed. Sit down. Demons knew him, but human beings didn't know him. When humans saw him, they didn't bow. They didn't invite him. They didn't salute him. It's on one time. He came to the world he created, but they didn't see him. But when demons saw him, they knew who he was. When you lack revelation about who God is, you'll be subjected to mockery. I'm telling you. Suddenly, a man. Can I say this? No matter how demons are molesting you, if you can get what they can react to, that will be your deliverance. They can sit down. I was listening to Bishop Dab today. He said Yonki Cho and his wife, there was a serious issue in his marriage. Yonki Cho and his wife, serious issue. Issues here and there. Then he said one day Yonki Cho heard a voice of an animal. And it's like the thing is coming out. He said when the demon came out, that was the peace in the family. Wow. See, this is what Bishop said. Bishop said, anything bad and evil, there is a demon behind it. You may want to assess it with human ideology, whatever, technicality, whatever, but there's a demon behind it. Now, if Holy Ghost, help me. Verse 23. Look at this. Verse 22. Look at this. Quickly, brother. The people were amazed. Look at the people. These are the people demons have been molesting for a long time. Yeah, they have been going to church. The people were amazed at his teaching, for he taught with real authority, not fake authority. Demons know it if you have it or if you don't have it. He taught with real authority, quite unlike. That means we have been coming to church, but we have been seeing religious law teach. That's why demons are here. But a man with a higher authority has come, and even we can testify. And so, can I show you something? I showed you that in the realm of the spirit, there must be two testimonies. So when they testified, it was not enough. The next verse, the demons also have to testify. So when they said, you teach with real authority, the demons have to endorse for the man to be delivered. So that is why when I stand and I shout, you are free and your mouth is shut. The demons attacking you, they are out of your life. They are out of your roofs. As I'm talking to you now, anything. Oh, wait. Do you know when I stood there? It's like the picture of Jesus preaching to the centurion man's servant came. I may not be in your house, I may not be in your family, but as I'm speaking now, the word is entering your house. Any demon of poverty, any demon of sickness, any demon harassing your father, harassing your mother under 24 hours, they leave them now. That demon leaves your mother now. That demon leaves your children now. They leave your home now. They leave their business now. By the blood. By the blood. Demons are backing out. Demons are walking out. Walking out of your hostel. Walking out of your life. Walking out of your mind. Let your amen talk. Suddenly, a man in the synagogue was what? By evil. Sit down. Am I disturbing you? Evil. So there are spirits who are called evil spirits. Evil.
Evil. Deeply bad.
Deeply bad.
Wicked.
Wicked.
Harmful.
Deeply bad. They are very bad. When they enter, you will suddenly see bad. When I see Christians who joke with their Christian, I'm like, yo, you are not dealing with it. They are deeply bad, wicked. Careful. Verse 24. When I finish, all you will do is to lift the blood. My dear. Power, say it. Oh,
give anybody some. This one's success. Ohima and Adoma brought their Canadian brother on Sunday. When I was praying for him, he had done this. See Ronaldo, a TikTok man. I said, brother, you have not come to Charles Nyaba. He has never fallen down before. When I came, he said, nice to meet you. I said, hey, brother. Nice to meet you. Nice to meet you. There are angels here. And I said, when I was talking and an angel came, I said, your angel has come, Maxwell. He lifted. The moment he lifted, and he was down. He was down for almost 1 hour. Ask them. After that, sit down. More than three times. Casey Namos, I said, yes. He said, yes. And the said, yes. It's like they are happy that the man has fallen down. Do you know what it means? When you sprinkle their blood. What any demon that felt so powerful by this blood, you know how powerless they are. Sit down. Can I finish? You know that me, I teach with anointing. If I say I'll continue later, we may not continue. When demons saw Jesus, what did they do? They bowed. Mark 11:3. Now, all the reaction of demons means that when they still see the blood, that's what I'm talking to you, that's how they react. Look at Mark 11:3. If any, Mark 3:11, sorry, come back, tell me about video. Charlie, baby, I'm in Amana Moshe. You see, when you talk to Pastor Elvis, the band is not operating my anointing, he's operating my compassion. Yeah. That's the highest level. I told you, love. When you can feel people's pain, that's what God can pass through with anointing. If you can't feel people's pain, when people are in pain, you can't feel it. Forget it. No matter how, compassion is the key to the heart of God. That's why he cries on half hour like that. He feels pain. Obi our own way for 7 years. Or feel it. He knows how. If you can't feel it, you can't feel in. Yeah. You only fit to stand in for them when you can feel their pain. Sit down. Now, whenever those possessed by evil spirits, can we all read it? I love the word of. Listen, I will promise you this. I promise on my honor as your pastor to be faithful and loyal to you to preach only the word of God. Nothing but the word. Okay. All those who stood, God bless you. Sit down. And whenever those possessed by what? Caught sight of him. He didn't catch sight of them. They caught sight of him. It's okay, see, where do you feel? What do you say? What the communion happened? Demons are catching sight of what you are doing. But you don't know that. They know that what you are doing is more powerful. So it will shock you that Mary was pregnant with a baby. She called the baby my baby. But demons saw the baby, their God. It's why we are. I don't know who you are. No, soon me ask it. I'm born in who are. Only said I don't know where I can know thing. But when you Christ on ya, when she has said daughter on ya, me ask him who are. But this is not a normal thing. And we didn't so because we lost the powder. Only in chasing the wound, we say powder na dema me. Any powder keke. It will be a stroke. It is wine now with the banana. Any normal wine. Any moja na a bib on something to me. Any moja. There are some inka. What's up, bro? It is so be. Eku be. Say moja na nipano chano. Now somebody will catch somebody. A baby. You heard that the pastor was going to bury his baby. Anoint the man one out there. Because baby will call and you see he muja. It's a cram muja. Ain't you know? No, you see, one can kind the Bible and who say, oh, we have cram muja, but we have use muja. Muja na, yes, you see, go or Calvary. When somebody died down a man and to a pa. It's a branch here. Obedient now, we're drosso. I'm in Bacona to Jang. Nipana say ni sika kwa unu ninja onu do yan so beto communion wine and now say kitu abi say no atam ni picture no dia ba for ibuchia make it for ibuchia anya so dey mo how o dem ya for ibuchia o say where to or more just get a believer. Sister, I want us to agree on one thing. Where to or more I got any money in my name. If you can agree on one thing, one. May mouth spiritual mathematics. It's a chap on Timuja. Malam na renamno. But you see how this work happens. Can I shock you? The Bible says they overcame him by the blood. And I showed in Revelation 5:11 that the angels around the throne, they are millions. But the question is, how can millions use the blood of a lamb? In heaven, he is called a lamb. Apointeba. They find the lamb. But sa apointeba no, ne moja na no they say, above all, pim 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 Opa, let them kill 100. I'm preaching to you the word of God. Let them kill 1 million goats. It can never be compared to this wine. Do you know why? It is not a human blood. Oloro Boboro is. It is the blood of Oloro Boboro. I was there. Mr. Luther came. Papa, there is an emergency. I say, hey, brother, what emergency is more emergent than the blood? About one of my daughters, sit down. One of my members, I said, brother, you are a man of God. Papa, my daughter, the son, the namna. When I came, I said, blood. Sunday out. And you mean, where is the girl? Sorry? I do be born as many affecting his side. No, you should let you know the kind of person the person is. Or born as brother. We for the night and yuma. A kamajin. Don't even ring.
My God.
I'm not joking. So she couldn't talk, she couldn't walk, nothing. I came, I said, give me wine. Shout the blood! I like the way you are catching the revelation. Saturday, I took some wine. I was praying by three. No, Sunday, done. I called Eugene. Chale, got some communion wine. How many of you saw the blood sprinkled everywhere on Sunday? Eni abri buta. Koi po fi nha de. Hey, bra. Adam, bra. Get me by Friday, me boy. So I don't answer that. I said, Nanadi, people think we are joking. No? Friday, what's
on that? So on Friday, when I went to, and then, Mira, I feel no, because I am matching, I had a dream, and the dream was me refuel, and I met the old lady, and she was like, "O kohena by this time, O befi." And I was like, "Me kwa sorry, and I'm a befi." Unti me behind them with ya, and kwa sorry, my time I open. That was what the woman said.
What does it mean? And yet time now the befi, the idea of the befi on. And now the baby goes here. Adam, come and show your testimony. Me show the baby goes here. Who me there? This your there. Yes, we there. Yes, we yes with him. Ma come on, mutu me we yes with him. Yes, show a machine we yes with him. Me see a baby yase. Me see a baby yase. Then I say, fight pushing on. Hey, me nyamia pushing yama.
Papa prayed over. The communion wine, and we took it at the gate. When I went, I mixed it with water, and I sprinkled it around my.
Even me, I mixed some of the water now.
Yes, please. I.
Bebao, you walk right in front of Kutum Fanato. Near that channel. Spiritual in Kutum is your blood. Hey, me, if I were you Friday, because sometimes God will let you do something once in a while. But it has a long impact. Friday, if you buy crate, one way a besa, cause mumu bi, a be onu sa bete, put di abe mentem. You know, as I'm talking like this, if God opens your eyes, everywhere is soaked with blood. I'm telling you, if God opens your eyes, yes.
Please, I sprinkled it around my hostel, and nobody saw it.
You sprinkled it around your hostel?
Nobody was there.
Don't mention even the hostel, huh?
But then the lady came out, and she came by my window. She was like, which, like she was angry, and she was screaming.
Oh, can it see,
Or say, Bayifo.
Mujana Kenya, baby. As soon as he, and let me stop, so many mouths. Luke 8:28. Let me close. Friday, I will talk about how to administer the blood. By Toko Mukunina, according to Mode Konya Kodia Papa, and listen and Tokona channel. And Toko Munika said, 1 year, and they say, it was 81 day. Yes, we talk of Kue, cross on 23 days, man. And so, when something in the Pakue, 50 Genesis, but yes, about the 3 days. I said, Numa, when something in a fin pimpy my Nimdia and a children couldn't be Nimdia and a children couldn't be. Obi to ade akere no ankere ade nimu a ebe wo wo ba hunti nyi suda enta nimdi a min mind nimdi enta na me ma woni ndie brother. When the demon who had been freed from the now when the man who had been freed from 28 sorry not 38 where the one hour more 38 man counted. Now, as soon as he saw, you see, you realize that as soon as they saw, as soon as they heard, as soon as they saw, as soon as they heard, that means wherever they see the blood, they must react. Don't forget, Leviticus 17:11, the blood of the body, the life of the body is in the blood. The life of the body is in the blood. So, in football, we have two cards, yellow card and red. Red means out, right? So today, you are going to read out many things. You are reading out certain sicknesses. Your mind, you are going to receive a divine visitation today. Father, tonight, confirm this meeting with the encounters. Open people's eyes to see squatters coming out. Squatters are coming out. Squatters. Sit down. I was even thinking about those who are there. Go and sprinkle wine at your land. On the land. But also what I say, everyone wants to be seen. We now need demons, nothing. Yeah, I'm telling you. I was reading Bishop Kakre's book on squatters. A couple entered, hired a room abroad. You've read it. And they entered the room abroad, not knowing that the people who lived there, they died of diabetes or one sickness. You remember? Diabetes. It was the same demon they also battled with. another couple entered the house, and the husband, I think they came for a service, and Bishop Kaka blessed communion wine. When I say open it and speak, sing over it, you may joke with it. I'm being led by God to do whatever I'm doing. When I say open, you open. When I say close, when I say shout, you shout. Because all these are bombastic results in the spirit. For the life of the body is in its blood. So the couple went home and they anointed the middle of their attend dining hall or something with their blood. In the vision, they had a vision. And they were experiencing some financial problems or so, something like that. I've forgotten about this one, but this is how it was. So they anointed their house. And spiritually, as of, we don't know what they saw. The earth, I think their room, the dining area opened. Not knowing that there was a port, like demons were, and there's a meeting. So that place was a siphoning thing that siphoned their money. And there was a port. So it was in the vision they saw that. Do you know why? Because in him was life. And that life was light. Meaning that where demons are, there is darkness. When the life of Jesus is sprinkled, it exposes their works. So some of you, look at this. What is going to happen is that whilst you sprinkle your room, you anoint yourself. It is going to expose certain demonic activities. Now, as you lift your communion wine, let the blood expose every battle you are fighting with. When you sprinkle it, let the blood expose it. May the blood expose demons. May the blood expose demons. At your workplace, in your house, may the blood expose them. Tonight, may the blood expose them. I said, may the blood expose them. And the man said, No, I think the wife had the vision. See now, the wife was one who saw the vision. And the husband said, where did you see the thing? I was in the here. Because in the life of God is the light of men. That means in the absence of God, darkness reigns. In him was life, and that life was light. So that means in the blood, there is life, and there is light. In him was what? Come on. You see, may travel there. It's over why we are. This is what you do. The Bible says in him. Who is the him? God. In Jesus was what? Life. So there are two things in Jesus, life and light. So those who need life, you drink it, you have life. Academical life, financial life, family life. And those who need light, light means direction. You can't see your way out. Business is that you are fighting, but you don't know what you are fighting. So you can lift out the blood and say, you demon, I'm fighting, but you don't show yourself. Then in a dream, you will see, sit down. Bishop Kakra said he was sleeping one day. He said he was in prayer, but he fell asleep, but he was awake. He saw a demon like a monkey, something like, ran from the main gate to enter the main door and stood on his chest, was about to enter. Many of us are fighting invincible battles. In him was what? So, where there is no life, there is death, right? Meaning that as you use this wine, where there is an absence of life, many people take the wine without revelation. That's why there's no deliverance. You don't need much. All the bad dreams, wet dreams, whatever dream for before God, no. Sit down. Botanical gardens. Didn't we have a guy use the mantle around his manhood? Remember, Nicholas. Botanical gardens. We gave mantles. He had been having wet dreams. A demon comes to sleep with it. You remember that testimony? He said, what? Let me charge my charger. I'm not joking, no. He tied the mantle around his penis. The demon came. She came to see electrical power. Tonight, the demons will see the blood. Sit down. In him was... So where you work, Lord, as I sprinkle this wine, let the demon operate here. Because you see, in warfare, you can't fight an enemy you don't know. You have to know what you are dealing with. You may think you are dealing with the spirit of poverty, but it can be the spirit of anger that is operating with the spirit of poverty. So before you deal with poverty, you must deal with anger. So in the realm of the spirit, you must know what you're fighting with. So that's what the Bible says. In him was life. So that life gives you divine energy to fight. Then once you're fighting, life gives you direction. Because energy without direction is like a man without direction. Smile, smile, smile. If we're a man, your manhood is dependent on your erection. You know the genitals of a man. It is the bed that gives us a testimony about who you are. It's not the pistol, woman. No. Okum chola. The devil is like, we should have stopped Charles Naba, but I am unstoppable. You know, when I was young, I nearly died though. One day, I think class 5 or class 4, I don't know. Either class 5, class 4, class 6. So I nearly died. One day I couldn't breathe, I was on the bed. My father was far asleep. It was my mother who woke up. I told her to Agogo. She carried me at her back. Running. I couldn't breathe. Rush me. It's a demonic attack. I spent almost the whole time at home. The devil wanted to finish me because he knew today I would talk about the blood. And you see, many of you are going to expose long, like ages of demons nobody knows. God will use you to expose them. Sit down. Give me my scripture, Luke 8:28. Let me close. Also, I couldn't even talk about how to administer the blood. As soon as he saw Jesus, he what? Give me TPT. This is how demons react when they see the blood. You mark your forehead. There's some demons who want. It's not you they are seeing. They are seeing what is on your forehead. They are seeing what you see. All you do is makeup. The spiritual makeup is blood. Listen, the physical makeup attracts men. The spiritual makeup, which is the blood of you, attracts angels. Learn to mark yourself with the blood. Listen, the demon inside the man had often what? Seized him and had put him in jail. Look at, he had been put in jail with his hands and what? In. Who put him there? Demons. Demons can put you in spiritual jail. Hey! My God. But he would always break. No, I think this one, when they put the chains on, because of the demon in him, he would do what? Always break the chains. The demon inside him would force him to go out. It was a demon inside him. So some of you, the things you do, blow job, whatever, this, that, it is not you, it's the demon inside you. That ladies can say, me, I do boys and girls. You do motia and insomay. But look at the demon inside him. And I mean so far I'm a condo. Hey! No, I'm telling people eat stuff. I saw a certain video abroad. A lady was sitting in the train. We didn't even know what with you. A white lady. Dandruff. Now, let me say this. Demons make people do abnormal things. That's their way. Look at it. The demon inside him would force him. That means against his will. You know you're having sex, but it's not against you. It's not your will. You can't even scream. It's a demon. as we take the wine today, some of you, when you get your room, take a shot and say, any demonic activity, die. You don't need me. You don't need me. Oh, I've already taught you. The demon inside him would force him to go out to the places where no one was. So there are some places when you go, I know that you, there is a demon attacking you. Rich condos, not all. We are outside. Amba, who are outside now? That's all outside. There are two more they will call on it. They say, oh, who are outside, Amba? Because on a normal day, maybe go to there. Me, I enjoy inside more. I enjoy it alone. I just enjoy being myself. As some today, I was just listening to Dusin. I was just enjoying listening to me. That's my enjoyment. But you, if your enjoyment is, I'm a Karen. I don't know. I know what. Hey. The demon inside him would force him. Which is the only lawyer friend say, if I have a family, I'm going to go to the family. On a normal day, only lawyer for but hope for some. Only more sense say, baby, I see ya. I notice the demon inside him would force him to go out to death places. Sleeping in a boy you are not married room is a sign that there's a demon in you. What doubt to ask by demons? Not to this. The demon inside him would force him to go places where no one lived. Lived. There is a visit. Lived. So you have to be with a man you are married to so that you live with him, not to visit him. And I make Jesus commanded the evil spirit to come out. Now Jesus commanded the evil spirit to come out. When the man saw Jesus, he did what? So do you know what it means? Wine, wine. Do you know what it means? When they see the blood, all the demons who were standing for. Now because, wait, when they saw who? So when they saw the blood of who? They will do what? The very things they did when they saw Jesus, they are still doing it when they see the blood. With a Jew, now we are going to say, you're talking about Mama, my communion bottle. Me but your cat replay. Yeah. Am I preaching? Where's my iPad? How many have been blessed today? How many? I can't wait for Friday. Me, I can't wait for Friday. Friday, if I were you, because as I'm talking to you tomorrow, all the assistants and whether we are all fasting 3 days, boom, boom, all fasting. So may come watching it. What I say? That's one more. The more. Philippians 4:8. One of the keys you need. Let me just touch on how to administer the blood. Then we go. One of the keys we need is meditation. Is what? Now, after the service, everybody should try and get this book from Pastor Elvis. His blood, his cross, his name. How to administer the blood is here. Get it. Now, Pastor Elvis wrote here. He said, many believers have known the blood and the power in its operation, but what has not been known well by all believers is the means of administration. So some of us, we know that every gun has what? Bullets. But do you know that if you don't have to use a gun, you may wound yourself. You may think that you can just carry it. No. You need to be taught how to use the gun. So you need to be taught how to use the blood. No, it is powerful. Yeah, you need to be taught. And one of the key to operate in order to overcome demons is meditation, because it is out of meditation you get revelation. Any Christian who does now to meditate means to brood over it, to think over it. Are you getting what I'm saying? You think over it. You think. What you know? The man who general, the man who does to call on your main chest on the anymore. Are you getting it? Now let me read something to you quickly. Now he says something here. The more you meditate on the blood and sacrifice of Jesus on the cross, the more you generate power through the same blood against the arrows of lust, bitterness, hatred, jealousy, envy, addiction, and all the evil of hell that play through our souls and emotions. The power in the blood of Jesus does invisible work in our hearts and in our minds. Anytime we engage the sacrifice of Christ through meditation, the blood. Wow, so it is not the blood of animals, it's not the blood of human beings, it's the blood of God. Okay, so when Jesus came on earth, demons saw him and they bowed. It means that when I use the blood, so this is how you meditate. That old journey, the matter, you are thinking about it. Do you know what brought fear? Do you know what brings fear? After you watch movies, the images that comes back, you meditate and you get your own images out of the image. So by the time you realize, when you see a shadow, you begin to draw out of the shadow. It's like a human hand something. It is called meditation. To think over something over and over and over again and to arrive at a certain conclusion. So the Bible says in Philippians 4:8, now my dear brothers and sisters, one final thing, fix your on what is what? Honorable, right, pure, and lovely, and what? And what is more admirable and pure than the blood? What is more pure than the blood? What is more wonderful than the blood? So the more you think about it, the more you see the power in it. The more you see the power in it, the more you would want to use it. If you don't think it, you can't have it. So I wrote something here. When I was at the office, I wrote something here. What fuels your heart and mind dominates every aspect of your life. So the more you think the blood, the more the blood flows every aspect. So what fuels your heart and your mind dominates every aspect of your life. One major way to provoke the power in the blood of Jesus is through meditation. And meditation will lead to revelation. And I wrote something here. Look at what I wrote by the help of the Holy Spirit. What you meditate on, it radiates in your life. You generate power. Can I tell somebody? You know. So number one key to administer the blood is what? Meditation. Number two, we provoke some Revelation 12:11. Number two key. Do you want to know number two? Speaking. They overcame by the blood and by the words. Words. Tell somebody words. So that's when you're about to sleep. I plead the blood over my life. I plead. So the more you speak, the more the blood speaks. Don't forget. The blood of Jesus speaks it. It speaks better. The blood speaks so. The more you now look at, we invoke or provoke the power in the blood through speaking about the testimony of the cross that Jesus said. So the more you say, Jesus died for me on the cross, you are giving a testimony of the cross, and the power of the cross will speak for you, because it was on the cross he made a fish of the devils. So always speak about the blood. Speak about the blood. I was bought by the blood. I've been redeemed by the blood. I'm covered by the blood. I'm delivered by the blood. Look at Revelation 12:11. They defeated him by their blood and by their testimony. So speak. Maybe you are walking. You don't have communion wine. You have mouth wine. Don't forget, James talks about the power in the tongue. Proverbs talks about the power in the tongue. So there's so much. The moment you become born again, because you were bought by the blood, every aspect of your body is sprinkled by the blood. It's like there's blood on every aspect. Do you know that the tongue can't work if there's no blood in the tongue? So there's a blood effect on your tongue. When you say, I am covered, the blood. Look at Psalm 107, verse 2. Let the redeemed of the Lord say. Redeemed by who? By the blood. Let them say. Write it. Let the redeemed of the Lord say, I will not die by the blood. You are saying it, and the blood will confirm it. Look at, give me an out here. Let the redeemed of the Lord say. Has the Lord redeemed you? Oh, has the Lord redeemed you? Yes. Then. Oba, yes. Me da kasa. You can't return. Has the Lord redeemed you? Then. Has the Lord healed you? Then. Has the Lord blessed you? Then. Has the Lord caused you to pass your exam? Then. Has the Lord given you a better job? Then. Has Jesus secured your life from accident? Then. So when you enter the door, I'm covered. You are speaking what the Lord has done. It is you are activating there. Tell others he has redeemed you from your what? Romans 10:10. With the mouth, with the heart we believe, with the mouth, confession is made unto what? So one way, number two key to administer the blood is the way you speak. And then the human you what's that? You wake up, you look at your phones and say, oh phones, hear the word of the Lord. According to the blood, that speaks better things. Today you are bought. Today you are what? Maybe you were younger, nobody has called you to propose to you. Look at yourself in the mirror and say, hey young girl, you were purchased by the blood. You are not meant to be single. I got on to you. Number three. Romans 10:10. I say, for it is by believing in your that you are made right, and it is by openly. Now, so mean channel, Miss Muse, I did so. Who I did so? Bunu, over from you, about over E. Was that the Kenya? Was it? Was it not watch on letter A? Watch on letter E. Then I'll cast a ditching ya. Tell him, Mr. Roder, reverse what it. If I saw many million for me, who I'm for the Menabina. Timinia. Minya, no, what it. Now I'm telling you, see. Satan operates, the doorway for demons is fear. And when you be or no, you be the moment you walk out of that place with fear, they've gotten you. That's what the Bible says. The righteous is as bold as what? Have you ever seen a lion running from an elephant before? Lions don't care your size. What they care is their heart. That's what the Bible says. By the heart we believe, and by the mouth. Akuma eda uyim, enetse anu adobekasa. Senyami akuma eda umwa, unzroche. Let me say this and close. No animal blood can kill you if you understand the revelation about the blood. No human blood can kill you. So no matter the Asian cases, no mia una nanoma ana emra na omu ko nso bi ho so ko gaye. Oro. Oh, unzo undi ni. Number 3, by drinking. Matthew 26:27. By drinking. Obenum sanu abo mebwa. Yes, yenum yesu moja na bibi. Eye jumo yemu. You see, we. Let me close. And look at Jesus' last time with the disciples. He took a cup of what? And what did he do? He lifted it and gave thanks. To who? Now, when it is in your hands, it is wine. When it gets to God, it is the blood. That is why it is no longer, don't call it wine. What I'm going to be about, no man. Almost, hey, unumaja! Blah, blah, blah! Be informatio. One day, a man from a certain church went for an interview in Nigeria, and they told him that before they accept him, I'm telling the rest of it, before they accept him, he has to join their cult. He has called Baba, what is cult? Then he came out and he called his pastor, Daddy, as usual, members will do, Daddy, they said I have to join a cult too. And the pastor said, but don't you know you're already part of a cult? He said, Daddy, but no, what is cult? I'm a member. So no, we're part of a cult. Now go back to them and tell them that in your cult, you do two things. You drink blood and you eat flesh. So tell them that. I said, Daddy, what does he mean? He said, communion wine, communion bread. Listen, I'm telling the reality. You see, some of you, when I tell you reality, because it is not you, maybe they have to kidnap you. Then you come and tell us your testimony. We will believe yours. Maybe we'll come and kidnap you to Nigeria. then we see you on social media and say, oh, Sister Ajua. I'm telling you. Then he went back with so much fame and said, I'm in a court. But in my court, we take human blood, human flesh. And the people say, no, in their court, they don't do human. It is animal. He said, no. My, I bypass your level. It is. Why? Jesus took a cup of wine and gave thanks to God. And he gave it to them and said, each of you, I have verse 28. What did he say? Quickly. For this is what? Who is Jesus? God. So God was giving his blood. He said, this is what? Which confirms the covenant between God and his what? Is it God and demons? So that means that he tests the covenant between sin and man. And he now reconnects man back to God. He says, which confirms the covenant between God and his what? And look at what it is poured out as to forgive the sin. The wages of sin is what? So to forgive the sins of men is to conquer death. So anyone who takes the wine, death has no power over. 1 Corinthians 11:26. Give me John 6:53. Drink it. Instead of drinking wine before you eat, drink wine, communion wine. And they are one of my person says, now I really want one time. I said, the heat I saw up one time. We want no mass for rain to be, and I hate to dream, dream. On who because of who say, I say, from one name from one neck. And some of you, before you buy communion wine, check the alcoholic percentage. Before you boost and say, wow, what a powerful blood. Check what right. Check the writing space. What do you think? Beautiful. Some of you tonight, before you sleep, anoint your. Then Jesus said again, I tell you the truth. Unless you eat mine, so this bread is not normal bread. It's flesh. That's yeah. Don't know what. Yeah. It will be so bad for some now. Akoko no more. Nipato no more. Why we not? Nyame toda. Huh? Why we name it for that? Yeah, we name it. Who we need to have to who we need to have to have to yeah, we name it. Yeah, we name it. I say, so I tell you the truth, unless you eat my flesh and every part of your body flesh day, you need flesh day. I say, tell some of the flesh. Listen, when you eat the flesh, no demon can eat you. Let me close. I'm wasting your time. I say, unless you eat my flesh, unless you eat the flesh of the Son of Man and drink his, you cannot have eternal within you. So the next way to administer the blood, when you wake up and there's communion wine, my kidneys are covered. My lungs are covered. As I take in the blood, then you are speaking. Am I talking to somebody? So first is meditation. Number two is speaking. Number three, drinking. Feed your children with the wine, not biscuit. Daddy biscuit. Daddy biscuit. Daddy, attended to me. Attended to Ebekum. What do you think? My last scripture. 1 Corinthians 11:26. So that when we come on Friday, do you know what we are coming to do? Prayer. I'm glad you love the word of God. I'm happy that you are falling in love with the word. And I'm happy you are enjoying it for many hours. There are people, me I saw me call upon 30 minutes near upon. Ah. How did this maybe you? Main 7 we are home. That's an American. Men I'm here chef. If an enemy is my uncle, I have met with you. They be that. Didn't you know what? One day we went for a restaurant with my pastor, and then he said, We have this mindset of you better train their call. Send about what's left in my bar, and then I said, what's the form? Also, Pastor Richard, I said, you are eating everything here. Happening in the yard, you know, because he said, on immediate everything, but if you're there, you do justice. Alright, so the Bible says, for every time you look at, for every, it didn't say there's a specific time. Yeah, every time you can eat it on Mate, area, and you may, I mean, whatever. Even when you are married, on your honeymoon, you start with communion. In the middle, you continue with communion. I say, for every, every time before you go and write an exam, you get a communion wine. Malama koreme kolama zalabre. Power! Some alarms, you try muja, omu riri. Yes, and then the high riri. Omu lecture, I say, hey! For every time you eat this bread, that is not all kinds of bread, this bread and you eat this bread and drink this cup, you are announcing the Lord's what? Death. That means you are announcing means that Satan, remember on the cross, you were defeated. The last point. Do you want to know the last point? Smear or sprinkling. Hey, where? Vinyan Lazo. Make our drinking on. And the fourth one is. No, the fourth one is sprinkling. Hebrews 12:22. Sprinkle. And on our demand, what they more. I'm showing you how to administer it. You either meditate on it. Now, as I'm talking, you realize that your mind is charged, right? And now you are going to speak it. After you speak it, you can drink it or you sprinkle it. You go to your lamp, your workplace, maybe I want that. Some of you are sleeping in ants, spiritual ants. Some of you, there is a huge man in your room, naked, ujari and all hell. Oh, that I know the child. It's a spiritual husband. So when you sprinkle it, no, jammy, no. Are you getting it? Yeah. That's what God's spiritual husband. And a spiritual wife. One day, I remember a lady I used to pray for. She's in the UK. She said the sex was so, like, the sex she had with the spirit husband was so real that when she woke up physically, she saw the person's back. Walking out of her room. No, she said that it was now so real that it was no longer a dream. It was like physical, the person has come. And when she woke up, she saw a naked man, but only the back. Tell you, we are dealing with things. I said the weapons are offered, they are not carnal. You can't see them with spiritual eyes. So sprinkling. Now look at the Bible, says that you have come to who? Jesus, the one who mediates the new covenant between God and what? And to the sprinkled, can you give me blood? Can you pour some for me? Small. So when you go to your room or your doorstep, everywhere you can sprinkle it. Yes, with a pitya. Connect, yeah, pitya. Baby, be away, be a man, kaka. Me semu nyuma. Baby, be a yetma. Two me a second ema. Ziwadi. Me semu nyuma. And yeah, you ready, nako. You want to be strong. Me person me would have parked a car. Some of you are saying, Apostle, men gas on you when you don't go. How many people would want to see them or they should go? They should just go ahead. They shouldn't reveal themselves. Yeah, so you can miss it and declare. You spray. Now look at, we've come to Jesus, to the blood of what? Sprinkling. Which means sprinkle a powder. Na yejuma. You can also sprinkle the blood. Your hostel. As I sprinkle the blood, every verse of demons out. Every spell break. Every charm in my bathroom, I know it. Sprinkle everywhere. Exodus 29:21. Look at, you can sprinkle it before you wash your things. And I now messing my pants. No baby ibako. So, or dry line a boutique, demonic boutique, to see box on about fire. Brace your top pinky be an ira. I've been born with a pink brace. Look at, then take some of the blood from the altar and some of the anointing oil. You see, this is the revelation I have about the oil and the wine. Then take some of the blood from the altar and some of the anointing oil and sprinkle it on Aaron. So you can also umadano once your children are asleep. Me and my mother never did that, but I've caught the light, so my children should be ready. Omer, am I red? Wanna come in our soul and you will be on the catch. I bet you say, may some high tight and sat the mouth. Because the mouth quam did you not know the cutwa. So sprinkle it on Aaron and his what? Sons and on their. So your shirt tonight, don't even change your shirt. Sprinkle something on it and sleep with it. Lord, as I sprinkle, show me something I've never seen. And whatever, whoever has taken my shirt to a certain satanic kingdom, as I anoint this one, I use it as a point of contact to that one. Parashatalama. One day, Pastor Elvis said he was taking him to the underworld. And in the underworld, when he saw the marine person, whenever he speaks, a sword will come out. It will cut. Spiritual things are powerful. Tonight, some of you, this is your, this is your mankakre. As on Sunday, soon you. To me, Pia, Medana, or Behame, and we surrender me home. Eumuja, Oba, in town show. Oba, so not take to be down. Also, that was in Vatoda, so go ahead. First Peter 1:2. Am I wasting your time? You see, some of you have the wine, but you don't know how to use it. So I'm showing you how to use it. Some of you, if you see spiritual things, you may never want to even pray again. Now, God the Father knew you and chose you long ago. His Spirit has made you as holy. As a result, you have obeyed Him and have been cleansed. Give me another version. God wanted you to obey Him and to make you clean by the sacrifice. Give me King James. Let me see. It talks about sprinkling. It says that elect according to the foreknowledge of God and the Father through sanctification of the Spirit unto obedience and sprinkling. Sprinkling. Say sprinkling. Hebrews 11:28. Eunice. Where you stay, do you know what is there? Do you know what was the foundation? There are people, they can never build their own house until they move out of a certain place. I'm telling you. Obiani, that's what the Bible talks about foundations. If the foundation be destroyed, what can the righteous do? There are some foundations you must destroy and rebuild another one. Before you went to hire the place, do you know? I can't see certain things. I remember one day I went to sleep somewhere and I saw a small boy walking out of my room. Yeah. Small boy walking out. Yeah, people they rent you. Some of you, oh, quiet. If you are anyone come out, but what you are done for Sika? Call. We need some somebody to Sika. And tonight, some of you, so what will happen? From now till Friday, and you see, unnecessary fights. What's the fear? We should leave it long distance. Whoa! What's your name, Beko? Metro. We need to be back. What business? And then me two and my mempo. Leviticus 8:11. And he sprinkled thereof upon the altar 7 and anointed the altar and all the vessels. So that means that you can anoint your room, your food, your fridge, your TV, anything material, you can anoint it. Why do you think God was telling that? Now look at it. He sprinkled thereof upon the altar 7 what? Some of you, God will show you the number of times you should do certain directions. When it comes upon, it's about moi. The Holy Ghost can say, do this 3 days, do this 4 days, do this. It is not me, the Holy Ghost. He is in you, He is with you. He can talk to you. A thought will come. Why don't you sprinkle the blood in your battles four times? It will shock you that on the fourth time, something will happen. Or God will tell you, fast for 4 days. And every fasting, break with the wine. Continue the next day, break with the wine. You are going to break a 40-year chain that nobody has ever broken before. Am I talking to somebody? The last point, true smearing or striking. Now, to smear means what? Hey, come. To smear means like to do this. Are you getting it? So, you can. That's what God told Moses in Exodus 12:7. You can smear it on your face. On your. I know people who mix wine with their pomade. Yeah, it'll work. You are mixing it with material things. That's what God told Moses. God told them that they should sprinkle it on the altar and sanctify it. And, you know, your pomade, you can add wine and mix it. Anyone who has an eye, when they see, they know that it's not ever seen. It is ever blood. Now look at Exodus 12:7. they shall take of their blood and strike it. Now to strike it is more or less like, give me a handkerchief. You dip it in the blood and you start shifting it like this. That's striking it on your doorpost. Do you get it? Yeah. Me, I've smeared it on the entrance of the church several times. They take smear. They are to take some of the blood and smear it on the sides. You can smear it on your books. You can lay your hands on your book. Any demon sitting on my books, whatever I stare at, understand? Out! Smear it on your car. On your car. If most VIP drivers understand this revelation, no demon can stand in their way. If you know an uncle who is into driving long journey, tell them that I said, you, let them do it. Tell them a prophet, I'm a prophet. Tell them I said, the accident happened on the road. It can only stop if they do this thing. Call the spirit. They don't need to come and see me. On man's own father's and brother's in the virgin. Life. And I'm giving free prophetic direction. Because every accident happened on the road there. If you ask the driver what happened, they can't even tell you. Oh no, nenin kumbat at a point in kum. There are some overtaking, it is not them, it is the demon in them that drives them to do that. Or you can tell them that they should bring a lot of wine. I will pray over it for them. No. His uncle, his family members are into the white cars. That's what I'm telling him. Maybe make us an umami. So you smear it, the engine, you mark it. Before they step out, the driver can say, munkata yeni, and you sprinkle it. It will shock you that some people can. I know cars where people step out, unless if you can. If you pray, people will come out of the car. Minkobu, are, we did it. It's demons, they know, they're on assignment. So you smear your shock. Where your entrance, you had the same encounter. Come and show encounter. Your entrance, you smear it on your doorpost. Am I talking to somebody? Huh? Antonia, yeah, your car, your properties, whatever, KC, your children, before your wife is asleep, you smell it on her breast, you smell it on the food, your children, you know, hey, what, where is breast cancer coming from? It's a demon. Who I'm talking to, you're saying, hey, breast cancer is a demon. Do you know what it means for your wife's breast to be cut and both of you are breastless? Wife, more air flat, also more air flat. Who is the man? Leviticus 8:24. Don't joke. Some of you, your genitals, you must, you see, if medicine works in certain places, the blood works better. I'm showing you something. Candidiasis, whatever dies in a gynecology or the say, sa cobra, sa insect the blood. Be your own gynecologist. I prayed over the one, miracles will start happening, you see. Then look at next. Moses presented Aaron. Now look at this. Look at something here. Next, Moses presented Aaron's sons and applied some of the blood to their lobes of their wife. Right what? So you can anoint your ears and you block it. No bad news. No, you see, why is God telling them to do that? You see, sometimes when I say Christ only here, hey, but see, give me another version. The loss of their right ears. I say, and he brought Aaron's sons, and Moses put some of the blood upon the tip of their what? And upon the thumbs of their right what? Maybe one day I will explain why it is right. Spiritual things are very funny. Oh, man, I call your stubborn. No, there's a demon blocking their ears. There's a demonic cotton. Okay, sound say. Out it! Then now you anoint the ears. Go and sit down. Yes, daddy. I'm not joking. I say, anoint Aaron's sons, not Aaron. Sons are very stubborn. Anoint Aaron's sons, the right ear, the right thumbs. And upon the great toes of their what? Right what? And Moses sprinkled their blood upon the altar roundabout. He told Obadiah, your right. Do you know that when your toes are cut off, you can't run? So when you anoint your right toes, speed. Around him, when we cut this off, you can't write. Can you write without this? This plays a lot of role.
When you cut your toes off, productivity. Say, anoint all these places that are very important. So you can smell it, anoint your ear before you step out. Kajiko. Kaji. Hello. Oh, but don't we have certain malams who give people eye and it happens? So you too can anoint your eye. Somebody says, wow, what an eye. What a cat eye. But you know that it's a hippopotamus eye. But the blood is changing things. Before you step out, after you vomit and everything, you anoint your toes. I will never and ever be in an accident. Someone say, who are you talking about? Something is stopping your leg. Why? There's a mighty blood. So these are the four places you can administer the blood. Sunday, they will not take your time because I've finished my work. Friday, we are coming to pray. Come with the boxes of wine. God bless the media team. Clap for them. Rose, come and share your testimony.
Papa, please, thank you for this opportunity.
If you brought your wine, lift it up. Uh-huh.
When I moved to the place I
sit down,
came from, I was always falling sick. And one day, I had a dream. And in the dream, I saw a woman. I had last year's...
The sticker.
Our year of speed is on my gate, so...
Yes, Casaleo.
And in the dream, the woman asked me why I'm having that sticker. Then
repeat,
I should remove
repeat your vision.
I had a dream, and in the dream, an old lady, she came to my door and asked me why I'm having that sticker on my gate. Because of that sticker, she can't come inside, so I should remove it. I've been making noise in the whole area.
Your room. Your whole area.
She said ever since I came to that place, they've not been having peace. I've been making noise.
Your small tongues is making noise in the whole area.
And so I should remove the sticker. I told her that she doesn't have the right to be there, so she should step out from that place. She started insulting, talking a whole lot. And as soon as she left, the dogs in my area started barking. They barked for an hour or so.
That same time,
yes,
you had a vision.
Yes,
the dog started barking.
Yes, please. And since that time, I've never had that, like, those sickness.
The demon has left. That means it could be now. Let me show you. If you are very prophetic, she didn't say, why are you making noise in this house, this area? That's the principality in that area. So you have conquered the principality. So she doesn't need to have a clerical before she conquers. You will conquer because there's a blood that conquers. Lift up the blood. Open it. Be on your feet. I bless, lift it up. Every declaration, turn down amen. On Sunday, if I were you, buy a box. Because I'm going to make some brutality. Friday fast, okay? Your wine is anointed by the blood. From today, as you lift up this wine, I turn it into the blood that heals, the blood that delivers, the blood that overcomes. May this wine be turned. Through this wine, may the Lord work miracles, signs and wonders, breakthroughs, healings, deliverances. Through this wine, may the blood that speaks better things, may you experience victory.
Amen.
Long-standing battles, through this wine, may the Lord bring an end to that battle.
Amen.
Invincible enemies, demons you are living with, working against you and your family, tonight, may the Lord expose them to you.
Amen.
May the Lord expose them to you.
Amen.
Wherever this wine is applied, through speaking, through drinking, through sprinkling, through smearing, may you see a major turn around. Tonight, may the blood speak for you. Tonight, may the blood work for you. In Jesus' name, amen.
God bless you for listening to this message. May your life never be the same as you have connected to the Word of God through His servant, Pastor Charles Inyaba. Connect with the man of God on Facebook and Instagram at Nyaba Charles.
We believe you've been blessed by this sermon. For inquiries, please call +233 26767 6055. +233 26767 6055. Or send an email to info@godswordforus.com. info@godswordforus.com.